And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 11th of June, 2011. It's the birthday of the playwright Ben Jonson, born London, 1572, author of Volpone, The Alchemist, Every Man in His Humor, a rival of Shakespeare's, but also Shakespeare's friend, and Ben Jonson, a heavy drinker and a fighter. He was a bricklayer who went off and joined the army, came back to London, got work as an actor, not a very good one, but a good playwright. And in 1597, he co-wrote a play called The Isle of Dogs, which got him in trouble with the government. He was thrown in jail, let out after a few months, but then killed a fellow actor named Gabriel Spencer in a duel. He was arrested, and he should have been hanged, but he pulled a legal defense called Benefit of Clergy. Since he could read the Bible in Latin, he got to go in front of a more lenient court, which rarely sentenced well-educated men. Instead, he got another stint in jail and was branded on his thumb. Wrote another play in 1604 called Eastward Ho that got him thrown in jail again. They told him that his ears and nose would be cut off, but they never did it. And he had a big banquet when he was released to celebrate. Ben Jonson made plenty of disparaging comments about Shakespeare, complained that Shakespeare didn't know much Latin, knew even less Greek. But after Shakespeare died, Ben Jonson wrote a tribute to him. He wrote, "I loved the man and do honor his memory on this side of idolatry as much as any. He was indeed honest and of an open and free nature, had an excellent fantasy, brave notions, and gentle expressions. And whatsoever he penned, he never blotted out a line." It's the birthday of the novelist William Styron, born Newport News, Virginia, 1925. His first novel, Lie Down in Darkness, came out in 1951 when he was 26, the story of a beautiful young woman named Peyton Loftus who commits suicide. Got great reviews. Styron was awarded the Rome Prize, spent the summer in Paris, where he met a group of writers, including Peter Matheson, George Plimpton, and James Baldwin, and with them he helped to found the Paris Review. He went on to write The Confessions of Nat Turner, Sophie's Choice, and Darkness Visible, a memoir of madness about the depression that he had suffered from all his life. Here's a poem by Ben Jonson on his birthday, Hymn to the Belly. Room, room, make room for the bouncing belly, first father of sauce and deviser of jelly, prime master of arts and the giver of wit, that found out the excellent engine, the spit, the plow, and the flail, the mill and the hopper, the hutch and the bolter, the furnace and copper, the oven, the bavin, the mark and the peel, the hearth and the range, the dog and the wheel. He first invented the hogshead and tun, the gimlet and vice too, and taught him to run, and since with the funnel and hypocras bag he's made of himself, that now he cries swag, which shows, though the pleasure be but of 4 inches, yet he is a weasel, the gullet that pinches of any delight, and not spares from his back whatever to make of the belly a sack. Hail, hail, plump paunch, O the founder of taste, for fresh meats or powdered or pickle or paste, devourer of broiled, baked, roasted, or sod, and emptier of cups, be they even or odd, all which have now made thee so wide in the waist as scarce with no pudding thou art to be laced, but eating and drinking until thou dost nod, thou breakest all thy girdles and breakest forth a god. Hymn to the Belly by Ben Jonson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter, at Poetry Found, and by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs, at novonordisk-us.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.